السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه: يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواه وتمنى على الله، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, all praises belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a common concern and a worry for each and every one of us, not only in the Muslim community, but across the spectrum, that what is going to happen, what is going to be our future, especially with regards to the youth of tomorrow. As Muslims, we are extremely fortunate that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, through His infinite kindness, through His infinite generosity, blessed us with iman, and Allah made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So throughout every worry and every concern of our life, we are fortunate enough that we will always have the guide of Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what challenge is thrown at us, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, we would find that there would always be divine guidance for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved friends, in our country in South Africa, we have a very unique situation where, alhamdulillah, we find that there are youth in the masjid. There are youth that we see are represented in the dini atmospheres, in the dini environments, etc. It is just a matter of us making more effort and bringing them closer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran gives us beautiful examples of how to maintain and how to perfect our relationship with the youth of the ummah. Because the youth of the ummah, they will be those people who will be entrusted to take the deen forward tomorrow. If you look into the Quran and you look into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that in many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this particular issue and this particular matter. If you take it from a perspective of a relationship of a father and son, then you find that even that aspect is well covered in the Quran. In the life of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights for us the challenges that Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam underwent with their own sons, with their own children, by virtue of example. We know famously with regards to the incident and the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, his father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, he had to go through the challenge of sibling rivalry, etc. But nevertheless, I want to bring you to an important point here. Quran, and one of the beauties of Quran is this, that Quran is to the point. That means, ulama tell us, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with a matter in Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us information that is unnecessary. Allah ta'ala gives us information that is of utmost importance. Take the message, make amal on it, you'll see the barakah of it in your life. Example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of the cave, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go too much into detail with exact location of the cave, and who were these people exactly, what were their names, and what was their father's name and their grandfather's name. In fact, Allah Ta'ala deals with this matter that don't get too caught up in how many people they were, don't get too caught up in, the exact location and too much of those type of, rather, understand the message that Allah was giving you in this particular incident, that these were people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they recognize that they have to leave that environment, the wrong environment that they were in, So we find even when it comes, it's just an example. So even when it comes to alayhi salatu wassalam, the information that Quran gives us is vitally important. And another unique feature of Quran and Kalamullah is this, that throughout every era, irrespective of how technologically advanced mankind may be, Quran will always be absolutely apt. Meaning, if we have to apply the teachings of Quran in every era, irrespective of how technologically advanced man may have been, Quran will still override and supersede the latest and most technological advancements of man, and the Quran, the message of Quran will always be there to benefit us. So Allah gives us the example of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. In essence, Allah shows us that if you want to take your youth forward, develop a good relationship with them. Develop a good relationship with them. Understand them. Understand who they are. Understand their challenges. And basically Allah Ta'ala tells us to walk you through each one, a few of them. Allah Ta'ala shows us few things. Develop a good relationship with them and instill the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in them. Life is not complicated, we make it complicated. The solution to every problem for every person, firstly, is to bring the awareness and the understanding of who Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. To understand that Allah is the creator, sustainer, cherisher of the entire universe. That this entire Allah wa Ta'ala is running only by the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is in total control of everything. Allah is in total control of everything. What we see, what we don't see, what we understand, what we don't understand. When that understanding comes into the heart and mind of a person, then for him to navigate through the different challenges of life becomes somewhat easy. So few examples Allah Ta'ala gives us in Quran with regards to establishing this beautiful relationship. As I said, you can take it from the angle of father and son. You can take it from the angle of elder and junior. Allah Ta'ala shows us the example of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Before he passes away, he has a conversation with his children. Allah highlights this because it's of utmost importance. Not the fact that just he had a conversation, but the content of his conversation. He asked them the most vital question ever. He asked them, "Man ba'di, O my children, when I leave this world, who are you going to worship? When I close my eyes and I leave this world, who are you going to worship?" The Mufassirin have written, ulama have written with regards to the hikmah and the wisdom in the question of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. That in this one single question, gauging on the answer that his children would give him, he would be able to ascertain and understand how much of Allah has he put in the hearts and minds of his children. And they gave the beautiful example, نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. They gave the example, "Oh my father, don't worry, you rest assured. When you leave this world, the same Allah that you worship, the same Allah that your father worshiped, the same Allah that your grandfather worshiped, you will also be on that same line." Allah tells us about the conversation between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Famous, we always hear it at the time of Qurbani. But these are not just stories now to fill up some time to get the bayan. No, these are all lessons for all of us to take. Ya is a great Nabi of Allah. Such a jaleel, such a great Nabi of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And here he is speaking to his son. He's asking his son the question that, "Oh my son, I seen in a dream, I'm going to put a knife to your throat, I'm going to stop. Tell me, ma ra'yuk, what's your opinion on the matter?" Again, he never asked him this question because he thought if my son says no, I'm not ready, then he'd have an angle out or way out. No. Again, he asked the question to ascertain, has my level of tarbiyah, has the tarbiyah that I was implementing on my children, where has it taken him to? That's one. And the other is, importantly, we learned that there was an engagement. It wasn't just a matter of, I'm going to tell you what to do and you do it. But there was an engagement. This is the wisdom and the hikmah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That when you will engage, and we see this in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as well. When the youngster came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked him, "O Nabi of Allah, I want to commit zina." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam never just say to him, Allah said in Quran, "Wala taqrabu zina," don't come near. No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam sat him down. He engaged with him. He got into his mind. He got him to understand that, listen, this is not an act that you want to do. Why? Do you have a mother? Do you have a sister? Do you have... So, you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam engaged his mind, took him on that line, so that there was a clear picture and he could now understand. And in doing that, you forge a closer bond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicates an entire surah to a conversation between a father and a son. So unique and so beautiful, and so many lessons for all of us to be learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 21st juz, Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of a conversation that takes place between Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, the wise, and his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah begins this, now follow it with me, it's beautiful, really. Quran is absolutely beautiful. Connect with the Quran, read the Quran, try and understand, and especially in this place, we're so fortunate. We have hundreds of ulama, sit with them, they will teach you the Quran. See the message of the Quran. See the tone, see how beautiful Allah speaks. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say a beautiful statement. Ali radiallahu anhu was not just an ordinary person. Nabi Sassim gave him the title of Babul Ilm, the door of knowledge. So when a man is a door of knowledge and he makes a statement, we can understand the impact of his statement. He said a beautiful thing. He said, if I wish to speak to Allah, I perform salah. And when I wish for Allah to speak to me, I recite the Quran. This is a message directly from my Allah to me. What is Allah saying to me? So Allah Ta'ala tells us this beautiful conversation that takes place between the father and the son. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. In one sentence or in one verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy, His kindness, His generosity, has given us the solutions to the thousands of challenges that we find today on a daily basis. Allah says He engaged. Remember when Luqman alayhi salatu was salam spoke to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, whilst he was advising his son. Now Quran shows us and highlights a very important aspect with regards to this conversation. Quran highlights the tone of this conversation. Allah says, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, whilst he was advising his son, what did he say? يَا بُنَيَّ. This ya, Quran is language, it's words. It's the words of Allah. And every word that is chosen, ulama tell us in the different tafasir, why Allah chose this word, why Allah didn't choose another word, Allah chose this particular word. So here, Allah not only captures, and I wish you can appreciate this, Allah doesn't just capture the advice, Allah captures the tone of the advice. Allah captures the manner in which this father is advising the son. And as I said, we can take it one step further, of an elder advising a junior. He says, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, La Tushrik Billah. Never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes one step further, he says, Inna Shirka La Dhulmun Azeem. He tells him, don't do something, and then he tells him why he shouldn't do it as well. He says, because this associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is dhulm. This is the greatest, the highest form of oppression that you can ever do is to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a conversation that we can ask ourselves, how many of us have ever had such a conversation with our children or with younger ones? This is impressing on the heart and mind of a young person and a child the importance of understanding who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah is that great being who is the creator, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher of this entire universe. Allah is that great being who is in control of everything. Allah is that great being to whom every one of us will have to stand one day and give an account. In this one verse of Quran, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam impresses that upon the heart of his child. Allah goes on further. Allah explains in the next few verses before Allah continues with the advice of Nabi Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah reminds us, Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala tells us that we've commanded man that he should be absolutely kind, he should be obedient to his parents. So here Allah Ta'ala is giving us the conversation of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam, and at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an interjection, so to say, or brings our mind and, you know, just jerks your attention again to say, listen, be attentive here. This is advice of a father to a son. You also hold the position of being a son. And if you hold the position of being a son, O reciter of Quran, O listener of Quran, then understand this message from your Rabb, that the parents, Allah has given them a very high and lofty position. In Quran, in many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this particular matter. And the success, oh our young ones, I'm also a young person that are listening, really understand this, our success in every facet of our life will be when we will be obedient to Allah, obedient to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are extremely obedient, and we give honor and reverence to our parents. If a person can do that in his or her life, then that is the epitome of success. That makes a person successful. Because when a person has the respect and honor of his parents in front of him, that earns him the dua which comes from the heart of a mother, or the dua which comes from the heart of a father. Imagine this, I'm just digressing a little bit and I'll continue after that. When it comes to this relationship, Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not even use outwardly an insignificant word like uff. And to our youngsters today we say, you can translate it like this also, don't even roll your eyes. Many of the youngsters will know what I'm talking about. Your father tell you something, your mother tell you something, you roll it. Quran is saying, don't even do that. Have the utmost respect and honor for your parents. Wallahi, a person who will do that, Allah will fill his life with barakah. Allah will fill his life with rahmah. Because that is the essence of our deen. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Now look at the next piece of advice that he gives to his son. Not only for a young person, but this is advice for every one of us. He says, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. Again, there is a tone, there is a manner in which he's advising him. There is, if you want to put it this way, it's filled with love. It's brimming, it's coming from the heart. It's not just do as you're told. It's not just screaming and shouting. No, talking. He's winning the mind of this child of his, and he's advising him like this. And this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that advice sits in the very heart. Bunayya, inna in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhratin, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Subhanallah. Quran is beautiful, brothers. Absolutely beautiful. Every word that is in Quran is the word. Allah puts it so beautifully. He says to his son, O my son, if you have to take a mustard seed, how small or how big is a mustard seed? One small little black thing. If you have to take actions to that extent, and you think you can hide it from Allah, you'll put it in the depths of the earth, or you'll hide it in the mountain, or you'll put it in the sky, wherever you want to put it. Remember, even if it's small, even smaller than that, as minute as that, in the darkness of the night, wherever you are, you may be alone, Allah is watching. Ya'ti biha Allah, Allah will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. In essence, he told his son, that my son, as you navigate through life, you have to remember this, no matter who you are, where you are, wherever you are, whatever your position is, remember this much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Nothing escapes the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, he impressed on his son who Allah is. Inna Allah latif. Allah is extremely loving. Oh my son, you have to also love Allah. You have to fall in love with your creator. You have to have in-depth love for Allah, because Allah loves his creation. Inna Allah latif. Allah is very, very compassionate. But remember, my son, Allah is khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well informed. My time is already up. There's much more to mention. But I want to end on this particular kissa, or this particular incident, on the same theme. On the same theme of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam connected their children to Allah. Ya Nabi Luqman alayhi salam connected his son to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also showed us, when it came to his own children, then he took the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narration is in Hayatul Sahaba. He says, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things are difficult in the home. Go and inquire from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some help, some assistance. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha comes to the home of her father. This is the greatest home on the surface of this earth. The greatest home that ever existed in this world was the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest tarbiyah in any home was the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The queen of Jannah, the queen, the most beloved of Rasulullah, the queen of Jannah, she comes to the house of her father to put her need forward. Brothers, when tarbiyah is made in the home, and when we make an effort to connect our children to Allah, then see how they will respond to different situations. She comes and she knocks on the door. The narration says when she knocked on the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umm Ayman was with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah said to Umm Ayman that inna hadha ladaqqu Fatima, that knock is the knock of my daughter Fatima. And she's come at a time that she doesn't usually come. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of Allah's creation, entrusted with the responsibility of the entire universe, such a relationship with his child, from the knock on the door he could tell you that was the knock of my child. And not only that, he knew the day of his child, that for my Fatima to come at this time, it's very, very odd. He opens the door, he welcomes her into the home. Other narrations mentioned, not mentioned in this narration, but in other narrations it's mentioned, whenever Hazrat Fatima used to put stand up, he would embrace her, he would kiss her on the forehead, and more often than not, he would make her sit in his place. I'm saying this so you can appreciate and understand the love between the father and the daughter. She comes into the home, and she expresses to her father her need. She says, "Oh my beloved father, هذا التحميد والتهليل والتكبير والتسبيح هذا طعام الملائكة فماذا طعامنا." She has a need. There's no food in the home. They're going through difficulty. Allahu Akbar. Look at the akhlaq and the character of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She addresses her father in the most loving way. She says, "My beloved father, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. This is food of the angels. What will we fill our bellies with?" She never kicked up a storm. Doesn't Ali know who he's married to? Radiallahu anhu. Doesn't he know who I am? Doesn't he know the family I come from? Doesn't he know, you know, who I am? Where we from? No. Very simply, she puts her need forward. And look at the response of the greatest, the mercy of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "Oh my beloved daughter, 2 months have passed. 2 months have passed, and the fire hasn't been lit in the home of your father. If you want, the king of Fidak has given me gifts. Take 5 goats and feed your family. But oh my daughter, I desire for you, Allamani Jibrail khamsa kalimat. Jibrail has taught me 5 things, 5 sentences, 5 things with which you can ask Allah with. Make dua to Allah, supplicate to Allah, turn your attention to Allah using these 5 kalimat, and Allah will fulfill your need. Allah will fulfill your need." He took her whole attention of her challenge. He connected her to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He teaches her, "Ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, ya rahim al-masakin, ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya arham al-rahimin." She takes this 5 kalimat from her father. She comes home. Ali radiallahu anhu is extremely happy. He sees his wife in an extremely happy condition. He says, "Fatima, I haven't seen you so happy." She says, "I went to fulfill a need of my dunya, and Allah fulfill the need of my akhirat." The point is this, that we also have youth around us, we also have youngsters, we also have the way forward as an ummah is for us to make an effort to connect ourselves and to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in every aspect of his or her life, he'll have divine guidance. And he'll make decisions based on this, that my relationship and my connection and my ta'alluq is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have to do those things which conform and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. In this regard, every year, brothers, we know that when the month of December comes, then our youth are free. Many of them are free. And the most dangerous thing for any person is to be free. When a person is free, they say, idle mind is a devil's workshop. So it's important and imperative for us that we make an effort to put our youth into environments where their deen will be protected, where their iman will be protected, where they will be protected. And what a better way to put them in situations where they can spend their time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they can be connected to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A child grows up and he's connected to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's connected, a person when his heart is connected to the masjid, On the day of Qiyamah, he'll get the shade of Allah's throne, Allah's arsh. Tomorrow, inshallah, in Masjid al-Hilal, after Maghrib Salah, starting from Asr time, inshallah, a very, very important program of fikr and concern for the youth of our entire province will be taking place. It's not just a bayan, it's not just that, you know, to have a program, no. But it is an important fikr and worry and concern that how collectively we can make an effort that maximum amount of our youth spend their holidays in a correct way. They spend their time in a manner in which their deen will be protected, in a manner in which their iman will be protected. If we don't become proactive and we don't take steps to help them and assist them in this particular way, it mustn't be that tomorrow we're going to hold our heads and we're going to cry tears of blood. Wallahi brothers, let's take this opportunity. I'm sure we all have friends, cousins, nephews, brothers, sons. Make an effort to bring maximum. Even if it's 3 days, even if it's 5 days, some time at least in the environment of Allah, Allah's Rasul, in the environment of masjid, in the environment of salah, that will have a long-lasting effect on the heart and mind. Wa akhir da'wana.